She's going fishing all the time.
Baby going fishing too. Leaf and I are here, and we're going to talk about fishing so that you can get out there and go fishing too. Hey, Leaf.
How's it going, Deputy D? Good to have you back in town.
I'll tell you what, it's good to be back in town. I saw a lot of Mother Nature on my little trip south. That was great. I didn't go places where there were too many cities kind of skirted around. Because I know how cities make me feel. I look at them and I go, oh my God, this won't work.
I almost freaked out just going to Chelan today.
I saw plenty of almond trees and stuff like that. Yeah. But it's a very special place we got going here.
It sure is, man.
Yeah, it's very special.
You know, your community, I think I could speak for a lot of us, missed you while you were gone.
Oh.
You know, it's great to be in a community where people actually miss you at large.
Yeah, I thought maybe I'd snuck out and back in without
knowing. Well, I don't know. I mean, not all of us are as savvy to the radio as I am as far as knowing what to listen to for.
Yeah, you could tell.
I know there were a few people that probably after a few days were like, hey, wait a minute.
He's not talking.
I don't think he's actually there.
I spent a lot of time trying to make it, you know, cover the bases, the major bases. But
Well, I've had to help you with enough of the crazy stuff that can happen. I know how happy you were to probably get home and have nothing have gone wrong.
Yeah, no, my
no fuses blew.
No, my punch list is about the same length as it is on a regular.
Day. Great. No, I was happy for you.
It really was. But it's true. I did. I was completely aware of how special our little neck of the woods is.
Oh, man.
And fishing and our water is one of those things. I saw nothing like the rivers and creeks we've got up here. Mm-hmm. I mean, until I got to, you know, Icicle Creek coming over the Blewett or something.
Oh, yeah. Yep. Yeah, you know, I get more than a few folks inviting me to go fishing places. And just, you know, between being busy with family and work, two jobs, it's also just so hard to go anywhere else because I have so many plans to play and do things here in our beautiful outdoors that it's hard to get that done. Mm-hmm. But maybe one day in retirement, I'll get myself one of those little dolphin RVs and strap my boat to the back of it and strike out across country. But for now, hard to leave.
Yeah, and there's enough to keep you busy.
Absolutely. You know, right now you probably see us out there being busy collecting broodstock.
I wondered what you're up to.
You know, the river, of course, we were talking about closed at the end of the month last month.
Right.
So don't be fooled when you see us out there fishing. We're doing our diligence to keep that broodstock coming in for the next generation of steelhead at the hatchery because we work with a wild broodstock there. We have to get out there and gather them because they're not known to head into the hatchery. They want to be heading back to the gravel where they were born, so we have to intercept them to be able to use them for broodstock.
Right. So.
And then I grab them out the back door and turn those into happy, healthy kelt. After I recondition those female wild steelhead, I can re-release them and give them another crack at passing their genetics through the gravel here.
That is so cool that you're in that business like all the time.
Yeah.
Recreation and then vacation.
Fish, and more fish. Yeah, that's right. I'm fortunate that we have such healthy fisheries here, you know, both in the way of remnant native stock that we were able to start with that steelhead. They're a very special steelhead as well, you know, being able to recreate in such beauty around here as well.
Yeah, so what would you suggest for fisher folks? Go through their tackle box?
Yeah, you know, I mean, this is definitely one of those times to be doing some tying. And I know I've been talking about the fact that I'm going to do some classes. Well, I am going to, like I was talking to you before we got on the air, been in the middle of a move. So that's kind of kept me extra busy, too. So once I get that finished, which is in the next couple of days here, I can really start to turn my attention to putting together a few tying classes as well. A couple classes that we'll do at the Freestone here. Look for those in the beginning, first couple of weeks of April. Okay. We'll be out there doing like a 101 at that really excellent trout pond that they have out at the Freestone. Mm-hmm. You know, you could get your accommodations right there. You can fish as a guest there or as a client with me during my classes that we put on there. Just really great folks out there at the Freestone. You can always give them a call for accommodations and great food and fishing all in one place. I mean, that's hard to beat. So that'll be coming up in the beginning of April. And right now, boy, it's coming up on prime time, and I see a great weather window to head over to the Big O.
Okay.
To Lake Omak.
I wondered if that was nearing.
Yeah, you know, it's starting. I got some reports from my buddy over there, very dependable reports from my friend in Grand Coulee, and it sounds like they're starting. They're starting to come in. He got a few when he went down the other day. The water quality is still really good again this year. I know we had a few really kind of sketchy brown water, high water years with the runoff coming into that lake after the fire that they also had over there. So it looks like hopefully shaping up to be a really clear, beautiful water there year there again this year. And I see, like I say, a good weather window coming up here. The models have been off. I was talking with a friend at work, and you know, they're trending, what did they say? There's like a 15 degree variability level or something like that. So they're just super off. They're having a hard time projecting weather right now.
You mean just 15 degrees different than it's been at this time?
They're saying you got to give them 15 degrees of leeway in either direction because they're having such a hard time projecting climate models right now in the short-term climate models. Because like you noticed, like the weather has been so wacky.
Yeah.
Like you said, they're about 10 degrees off. Well, I think they know that. They've been having a hard time roping it into anything any closer than 10 degrees within the right number. It's just been that kind of weird year. So, you know, it's saying it's going to be upper 50s, mid 50s. So I'm going to go ahead and say that's probably actually just going to mean upper 40s, maybe low 50s. So don't be fooled. I always go over there with two things in mind, sun and wind.
Yeah, watch the weather. If it's not going to blow your hair off,
exactly,
give it a shot.
And like we say, you know, you can put the wind to your back by going to either cow pie or beer can because they both face in different directions. The Mission boat launch I know is closed, but I think you can still fish from shore there. But the Mission boat launch is closed, so you will have to launch your boat at either cow pie or beer can. Like I say, put the wind to your back there, and even if it's whipping pretty good, it can help send you out there, but it can also freeze you up pretty good if it's not warm. So bring that windbreaker.
Yeah.
Also, you know, it doesn't matter what time of the year it is there. Bring sunblock, cover up with some long sleeves, because if it's just sun and it's reflecting off that water, it'll burn you pretty good.
All right.
But, you know, that's kind of the score. I know that Rufus Woods will be heating up. I know that our ice around here will be mushing out, so we're going to go ahead and just call it for the ice fishing season here.
All right.
But, yeah, start thinking Rufus Woods. Start thinking Big O for sure, fly tying, and fishing 101, and we'll just kind of keep you posted.
All right.
It's that time, though, where we want to thank our good buddies over there at North 40 at their fly shop. They can always hook you up with all the stuff to get out there fishing or to stay in and tie in. Also want to thank my friends over there at Drift Waders in Bellingham for keeping me so dry, warm, and cozy all winter. They got the best bomber fishing gear that you could put on your body there over at, check them out at driftfishing.com. And, you know, if you want to get the fishing report, some fishing tips, or book a trip, you can check me out at methowfishingadventures@gmail.com. You can check out the blog or podcast at Fly Fishers Pro Shop. And you can give me a call the old-fashioned way, 509-429-7298. Take care of each other, y'all, and get that fish right on, baby.
Fish on.
And then after that, you can say, Nashville cats pick clean, country water.